10 minutes. You were 3 minutes from last time.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him and we bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakim, the most wise. No question about His wisdom. Our brains don't dare to even question His wisdom or wonder about His wisdom. But the hearts, unfortunately, the hearts are something else other than the brain. Allah is the only one perfect complete unit. Al-Ahad, the unit, the perfect complete unit. We humans are not one unit, are two units together, combined to make a human. And so everything else, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنَ, could mean that we have created from everything two kinds, male and female, and could also mean that from every, that all the creation are two things together. For example, us, body and soul, or heart and brain. Brain belongs to the body, hearts belong to the soul. Now, what is the problem here? That our hearts, our brains are fully convinced about Allah and His wisdom and everything, but the hearts don't follow. The hearts are giving us a hard time. And if I may remind you of the prayer that Prophet Musa alayhi salam made when Allah gave him the hard task of inviting the Pharaoh to Islam and confronting the Pharaoh, the first thing he said, first thing, before he even does anything, asks for anything else, he asked, قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي, Ya Allah, make my heart to be supportive to my mission. That's the meaning of اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي, that make my heart supportive to my mission. I can't fight my heart from inside and fight the Pharaoh from outside. It's a losing battle. It's an uphill battle. I can't do it. So, Ya Allah, without You supporting me by turning my heart to be supportive to my mission from inside, I won't be able to do it. And so it's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Allah did sharhu sadr to him, alam nashrah laka sadrak, the same thing, because Prophet Muhammad had a very strong mission, very tough mission outside, and sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as Allah supported him by changing him, his heart, to be supportive to his mission, and He reminded him with this huge favor, one surah in the Quran, Alam nashrah laka sadra, that's a big favor, haven't I changed your heart to be supportive to your mission, your heart is not giving you a hard time. But who is like these Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Prophet Musa? When it comes to us, our brains are convinced, but our hearts, the problem. And it's difficult. And it's difficult not to wonder and sometimes question the wisdom of Allah because of our heart. And then we can see that clearly on different levels. On the level of angels, the angels asked Allah when He was creating Adam. They asked Him, are You creating in this world whomsoever is going to spread corruption and shed blood? What's wrong with the other creation, which is us? We are مُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, we are fully dedicated and submissive to You. They are asking Him, wondering about His wisdom. Now, it's not appropriate at that time to explain the wisdom for them ahead of time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I know and you don't know. Wait and He would see the wisdom later on. Wait, just be patient. But who? The heart doesn't make you patient, doesn't leave you alone. That's on the level of angels. On the level of the prophets of Allah, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, He's not any person, he's a prophet. And he's not any prophet, he's a messenger. And he's not any messenger. He is one of Ulil Azm min al-Rusul, the five power prophets, the five power messengers that Allah has said in the Quran. This name came from the Quran. فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولِي الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Be patient and persevere like the five power prophets, like the power prophets, which are Prophet Nuh, Prophet Ibrahim, and Prophet Musa, Prophet Isa, and Prophet Muhammad. So he's not from any messengers, he's from the power messengers, and he's not any power messenger, he is the one, the only one who have talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, the guy, the righteous believer told him, it is very difficult not to question the wisdom. إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. And the righteous believer knew it. He didn't wonder, and he said, you may be able to be patient, your heart can will not wonder about the wisdom of Allah, and you may not. No, he said ahead of time, you will not be able to handle such a thing. This level of knowledge, you can never be able to accept these things that are happening, okay, and not to question the wisdom of Allah. So this is not your level. This is beyond. If the angels are not able to do it, then how can you do it? And then he was proven right, and Prophet Musa could not be patient, and we know the story. So we are the same thing. You know, our brains are convinced, we never question the wisdom of Allah, but our hearts giving us a hard time as well. Another example, clear example in the Quran about a person who's fully convinced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's fully convinced about his power and greatness and ability, but his heart is still not as good as his brain, is not as fully on the same level as his brain. Maybe his brain is here, no questions at all, but his heart is here. So he asked to Allah, he wanted his heart to go to the same level as his brain and perhaps higher, which is Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he said, قال ربي in Surah Al-Baqarah, قال ربي أريني كيف تحيي الموتى. Ya Allah, show me how can you bring the dead alive. My heart is having a hard time. You know, I want to see it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أولم تؤمن? Allah is asking him to, so us we hear the answers and the angels hear the answer. But Allah knows. Allah knows without asking. So Allah asked him. So he answers, أولم تؤمن? قال بلى, of course, no question about that. ولكن يطمئن قلبي, my heart, this guy is giving me a very hard time. قال, okay, and we know the story that he caught the birds, he split them on the mountains, and he lifted the heads with him, and then he, you know, kept the heads in his hand, and he invited them, so they came, they assembled, okay, and they came flying to him without a head, and then they claimed the head from his hand. You know, then at that point, قَالَ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ or أَشْهَدُ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So here is another example of the, and then there's an obvious example that happens with us all the time, and we see it. Somebody who his brain is fully convinced to lose weight, but his heart doesn't want to lose weight. So when he's tempted with food, he loses control. Because of the heart. The heart is the master. The heart is the Lord. The heart is the one in charge. It is not the brain. You can follow, you can know the truth, but you may not be able to follow the truth. Every 17 times a day, we pray to Allah not to be among the ones who are al-maghdubi alayhim. Who are al-maghdubi alayhim? The ones who know the truth, but they are not following the truth. How can you know the truth but not follow the truth? The question, then I would ask you, how come you know that you have to lose weight, but you're not able to lose weight, even though you will die if you don't lose weight? So, if it is, we are in the process of discovering the wisdom of Allah, our hearts get comfortable. Just like the prophets. The hearts get comfortable as they know more, as they learn more, and say, ah, really? You know, one brother, he got laid off. You know, in the 92. He got laid off from his work. And when he laid off, he kept crying and crying. Ya Allah, You know, and at one point he questioned the wisdom of Allah. Ya Allah, why? You know, I'm going to be in the streets. My mortgage, my car, my children. And then this guy started thinking about alternatives. So he borrowed money from here and there, and he had some savings, and he bought a gas station. And within a year, he became a millionaire. He was very rich. And then he grew up, and he, you know, his business grew, and he got the second one and the third one, and he became a multimillionaire. Now, a few years later, he was reminded on the anniversary of the day he was laid off. They said, do you remember a few years ago when you were laid off and you would have been questioning the wisdom of Allah and saying and crying and yelling? He said, I was so stupid. How could I? I mean, Allah is picking for us, is picking the best for me, and I don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. The human is raising his hand, is asking me for something that will give him destruction, that will destroy him. Okay? He is doing that, and he doesn't know. And I know. And that's why in the dua al-istikhara, this is the first thing you admit. فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمْ فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرْ وَلَا أَقْدِرْ. You're able, and I'm not able. وَتَعْلَمْ وَلَا أَعْلَمْ. You know, and I don't know. You know better, Ya Allah. Choose for me. So, here we go. In this process, we are finding out. One of the questions that we always question about the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the question of, why can't we see the world of the unseen? What is the point of hiding the world of the unseen? And that's what we started talking about last time. Exploring the wisdom of Allah and hiding the world of the unseen from us. And the first point we talked about is that you will never be able to have a free will, the choice of doing halal or haram without hiding the world of the unseen. If you can see Allah eye to eye, Allah's glory is so much that you will not dare to disobey Him. Man, if the police car is following you, you slow down, and then you turn the signals, and then you're very, you know, careful not to exceed the speed limit. You know, and then you wish that the police car will make a turn right or left and not continue following you. Now, if this is about the police car, then what do you think? If you can see an angel sitting on your right, recording everything you do, and on your right and your left, if you can see the world of the unseen, if you can hear somebody screaming in the grave, and you're always continuously in a state of fear, your heart is always, you know, scared. Every time you hear somebody screaming here, somebody is being punished here or there, you will never be able to have free choices whenever in this condition. And then the second thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already demonstrated for us that miracles are not helpful. That the problem is not lack of miracles. The problem is not that we can't see Him. The problem is lack of interest. The problem is that we give preference to our temptations and our lower desires over the guidance of Allah. That's the problem. And whether we see miracles or not see miracles, this is not going to change much. And he gave us several examples. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, he gave us the example of the people who asked for Al-Ma'idah. What happened to them? They asked for a dining table coming down from heaven. When you think about it, you say, wow. That is something, you know, I can never, ever, ever disobey Allah after this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fine, but the rules of engagement are, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Here's the rule. You want to see a miracle? Fine. When Allah really accepts to send a miracle down to the people, normal people, not prophets, then those people are going to be doomed. Definitely. Because Allah, the rules are, you see the miracles, there will be, the room of tolerance goes down. No more such a tolerance that you're enjoying now, because you're getting the benefit of not seeing the world of the unseen. Now the benefit of not seeing the world of the unseen is going to be removed. Now you see it, now you're held to higher standards. Kufr now is not going to just get you in trouble. It's just going to get you to the bottom of hellfire. إِنِّي مُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. I am going to give him a عذاب, a punishment that nobody ever, ever is going to get. which means the bottom of hellfire, and the worst place in the bottom of the hellfire. Three kinds of people will be on the bottom of the hellfire. One kind are the people who saw the dining table. And what happened? The dining table came down. Allah said the rules of engagement about this dining table is, number one, that you don't store. You eat until you feel fine, and then you leave the rest. Don't take anything. Don't take anything in your pocket. Don't hide anything here or there. Okay? That is the rule. All right. This is the test. You want the miracle? Here's the miracle, and here's the test. Then they, for the first few days, sure, no problem. Okay, then they got used to it. The feelings get numbed. It becomes a norm. It is being this miracle, which is not normal, it gets normalized. The shaitan will normalize it. The hearts will get numbed. You're no more excited. It becomes the norm. So here we go. It became the norm. And then what happened is that shaitan came to them and he told them, guys, I'm not worried about you. As far as you are concerned, I'm sure you're not going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take it. But remember that time when the rain stopped coming and you were in drought just because one of you was disobeying Allah and Allah stopped the rain from coming down? All right? And then it wasn't until this guy repented that Allah lifted the drought? Of course, they said yes. He said, then the table is going to stop coming down. It's not you. No, no, you're good guys. But the bad guys out there are going to do something goofy and Allah will stop the dining table. And how can you? You got used, you developed the taste of the food of Jannah. How can you? And just imagine the food of Jannah, how beautiful it is. How can you live without it? Store something for the future. You never know. And then the shaitan, of course, talks logic. Shaitan is very logical in convincing you in doing the haram thing. And then at the end, just like he dragged Adam into eating from the forbidden tree. And then at the very end, what happened? They did it, they stored, and they were doomed to the bottom of hellfire. On the other hand, the people of Thamud, same thing, she camel, drinks all the water, gives us all milk, and, you know, coming out of the mountain, the mountain gave birth to the she-camel, but they exactly have given the specifications of the she-camel. And Allah said, okay, they want that she-camel? Yes. When Allah gives them the she-camel, it means that they would be destroyed. Because, here we go. Yes, but the rules of engagement are, don't kill the she-camel. Never touch the she-camel. Never harm the she-camel. And don't kill the she-camel. And that's exactly what they did at the end. Because they could not handle the she-camel breaching the righteousness when it's walking around and people are seeing it and remember Allah and His miracles. And they could not handle that she's making shortage in water and giving too much milk and the milk becomes cheaper than the water and all of these things. And then at the end they decided to kill the she-camel and they did kill the she-camel. And the Prophet said, 3 days. And you will be destroyed after 3 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look what happened to Prophet Isa. When Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Allah have helped him to achieve his job with miracles. What was the conclusion? The conclusion of having so many miracles on the hands of Prophet Isa, the final conclusion was that people ended up confusing him with Allah and people ended up worshipping him as God. That's the final conclusion. That's what happened when he got the miracles. So it is obvious for everybody now that why Allah is not sending miracles. Okay, it always have no good. The results, the end results are always awful from sending miracles. On the other hand, for Prophet Muhammad, Allah, all the miracles that Prophet Muhammad was given were personal miracles for his personal entertainment, not to do his business, not to spread Islam. Islam spread using the laws of nature. No more miracles. Immigration, no Buraq. Buraq was for the personal comfort of Prophet Muhammad. Wasn't to get the job done. Actually, it gave him, you know, when he announced that I went to Jerusalem, the people of Mecca said, that's it, we got him. We got him, man. We got him. That's it. We will prove to everybody that he's a big fat liar. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him out, but it was against his mission, not towards his mission. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا.
Brother, question. I did not know that the Ma'idah was not. I thought it was only one time. So it was not only one time?
No, it was every day. قال الله إني منزلها عليكم فمن يكفر بعد منكم فإني معذبه عذابا لا أعذبه أحدا من العالمين. And he, of course, the rest of the story is that he told the Prophet Isa to tell them the rules. And they brought the rules. It was part of the test. Just like the she camel. Don't kill the she camel. Don't store from the table. And they broke the rules.
Because, you know, I'm asking this because I thought the miracle of splitting the sea was greater than the Ma'idah. And even though after Prophet Musa alayhi salam left them for 40 days, they came, they were worshipping the calf. You know, I mean, and still God was Arham al-Rahimeen, He forgave them.
The people who worshipped the calf were all killed.
Oh, they were all killed?
Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in order for you to repent, in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئُكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So, اقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ means the one who did not worship the calf has to kill the one who worshipped the calf. So, every single one who was worshipped the calf was killed, not by anybody, by the closest person, his wife, or her husband, or his son, or his daughter. He had to kill him for worshipping the calf. So at the end, the good guys lived, but the bad guys were all killed.
Was there an opposition? Were those people fought? Did they try to fight them back, or was there a fight, or just so simple?
You mean when they were killed?
Yeah, so basically that group, one group is worshipping the calf, right? They tried to fight back the people who didn't worship the calf, or it was very simple. He just accepted that.
The answer could be understood from there is no explicit answer, but it could be understood from the verse that says, فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئُكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Repent to your Lord by killing yourselves. And killing yourself means the one who did not do it will kill the one who did it. So if it is at the end, تُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئُكُمْ, repent to your Lord. If this is the end, repent, which it will mean from that they have repented. It means that they have accepted the repentance. It means that they have accepted the killing. It means that Allah forgave them when they gave up their life to pray to Allah, to, you know, as a price of the punishment. But there's no explicit answer that I remember have read anywhere.
But after that, they also asked you for Allah to show Himself, right?
And yes.
For that, they were
struck by a thunder strike.
Killed as well, right?
Yeah, in the spot. As soon as they are. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. When remember when you asked Musa, when people that have similar hearts at the time of Musa, you guys, okay, remember when they asked him to see Allah explicitly, you were struck by a thunder strike in the spot, right there. No tolerance. I mean, you have seen enough miracles, no more tolerance.
But then they were brought back to life, right?
The good ones were not struck. So they continued living and they have children and they multiplied.
So in other words, in service, I still kind of, the children of Israel, right, they were traveling. So one portion has been killed after worshipping calf, right? So I think half of the children has been, you know. Now, they go further, right? They ask to see Allah. Boom. Half of them are gone with a lightning strike, right? So very, not that many people left from originally who left Egypt, right? And after all that thing happened, they come to Egypt, and not to Egypt, to the land of the promised land, and they still refuse. I mean, they already passed so many tests only to fail in the end. I mean, it's kind of...
You're dealing with them as one person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even said in the Quran, وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You deal with them as one group, but they are different. Different factions. So they are, children of Israel is not one, it's no, several. Yeah. And if two remains, a male and female, they will multiply and produce a big crowd at the end. Right. So it was always, the bad guys are always, and Allah always saves the good guys. In the case of other prophets, He asked the good guys to leave town with the Prophet. Take the believers and leave. And then I'm going to handle the non-believers. Allah does not destroy everybody, never destroyed everybody. And then whomsoever remained, they will multiply and produce more and more and more.
No, my wonder is, after so many witnesses of, you know, of striking and this and that, and, you know, coming through all this struggle, in, you know, when they are ordered to go to the land, they refuse and ask, you know, Musa to go.
Then they are not purified.
Right, so it doesn't, it's kind of, it's not, it does not seem logical, you know, after so many kind of trials and seeing by their own eyes, still, you know, kind of.
The story, inshallah, will come where we say the story where Allah ran them through three filters. And they started three filters to filter the high quality among them, and then to filter away the weeds and the fat. Mm-hmm. Okay? During the story of Surah Al-Baqarah, the story of Jalut and Talut, mm-hmm. Allah have run them three tests. Every test is a filter. They started, okay, with the first filter with a certain crowd. Okay. In the second filter, they were down by 1/10. And then the third filter, by the end of the third filter, Allah said, قَلِيلًا, you know, a handful of people remained at the end with the leader, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed them king and leader, which was Jalut. Mm-hmm. Okay? And those very few high quality people are the ones that Allah gave them victory. And it was an easy victory because Allah promised it. But the rest of the people who failed the test stayed in the desert. And God knows they probably died in the desert or disappeared in the desert somehow. So, but it happens all the time that people who see miracles can't keep up with these miracles. Maybe your questions are about the people who were not destroyed because, no, even though you have
question,
seen...
Brother, if I understood the question, he's saying, after all these filters which you are talking about, in the end, you know, here they are at the step of entering the promised land which God had promised them. After seeing all these miracles, and this is the cream of the crop, basically, after all these filters, when Moses trying to have them enter, they said, no, we are not going to enter.
Yeah, go fight with your Lord. We're staying right here. We're not going to fight with you. Yes, that's true. That's what happened. But what's the question?
Well, if from the logical person, you know, kind of thinking about, here's my brother, and, you know, boom, he's struck by the light, he's gone. So, kind of, you know, as Brother said, the top of the cream, the true believers who kind of, who've been following the right path all the way, and only to the end to come and kind of...
Yeah, everybody fails a certain test.
But maybe, brother, we didn't get it chronologically correct, because Talut and Jalut came after Moses, right?
Yes, after.
I mean, that's
way after Prophet Moses died, and they stayed in the desert.
At later time, this is just before David came to the scene. Mm-hmm. So there's still, this is not, it was not the end of this is not, you know, I mean, what can you say about people who just saw the sea splitting in front of them? I mean, it's gonna be a great thing, and then not believe in God and go say the calf is God. I mean, these are the type of people.
And Allah have filtered them through the 40 years in desert. So the generation that is so corrupt to worship the Pharaoh dies. And the new generation grows up in desert, smelling the air of freedom, no more under the oppression from the Pharaoh. And Allah, as He said in Surah Al-Baqarah, He gave them water from the rocks, and He gave them food from heaven. So here's a generation growing up in desert, no slavery from the Pharaoh, receiving food directly from Allah and drinking directly from Allah. So that generation is the generation that was tested three times, okay? And then Allah filtered from them the best, and those are the ones who went into the Holy Land. Mm-hmm. But the people who, at the very beginning, what do you expect from people who grew up under slavery, in that environment, in that culture, in that oppression, under the Pharaoh, grew up that way? You know, you don't expect much good from them. But even the ones who grew up in the desert, they still had the DNA.
But see, my logic, again, pardon my logic, is that people who were in that corrupt society, who were under the slavery of Pharaoh and everything, for them to go with Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, to me, it seemed to be a bigger deal than the people who never saw the fear of Pharaoh, who never had to work hard for food. They just got food from the heaven, they just got water from the rocks. So I think in terms of going for the test of Iman was much higher for the people of Pharaoh versus the people who were in the desert. So I mean, I somehow, my mind says that people who tried to walk with the Musa Islam had higher character, or but had made bigger sacrifice than the people who were following him in the 40th Hijrah.
Why is it a sacrifice? Because all of them left with him during the day of Eid. They usually go out of town to celebrate. So what they did, they pretended they are going out of town to celebrate as usual and the carnivals and everything, but they didn't stop. They kept going, running away, and then the Pharaoh followed them. All of them know.
So basically they were convinced that this person is the right person. They were believing, and then henceforth they were believing in Allah.
Well, maybe because it's like, what do we got to lose? You know, we're living in hell anyway. Because none of them stayed. Even the worst among them, As-Samiri, who at the end introduced the worship of the king, everybody left completely, all of them. Nobody stayed behind. And there was a big motive for that.
They saw miracles of punishment of Egyptians, right? So it was happening on their eyes. So they already started seeing miracles by that time.
Right? Yes. They have seen 9 miracles. The Egyptians and the children of Israel, they have seen 9 miracles before the Pharaoh drowned, as Allah said, وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى 9 آيات. 9 miracles.
Right.
And then the Pharaoh will pray, will tell him, oh, can you ask your Lord to remove that punishment? Like the blood, the frog, the lice, all of these things. When he does, they go back to their old ways. And they say, وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا السَّاحِرُ اِدْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ بِمَا عَهِدَ عِنْدَكَ. You know, you are the witch. يَا أَيُّهَا السَّاحِرُ, you are the witch. Pray to your Lord for which powers, using, you know, for the which powers He has given you to remove that calamity. And they will tell him that, but they will not tell him the witch in his eye and his face. They will tell the witch behind his back, but that's what they have in mind, the witch. And then they will deny. 9 miracles. They all saw that 9 miracles didn't work out, neither with the Egyptians nor with the children of Israel.
So I'm trying to say, for your point, that at that time, people who left, they already saw the miracles, and again, you know, they didn't have much.
They didn't have much to lose, basically. Yeah. It was like, okay, this may be a better
option. Right. And also, you know, keep in mind that the motive for them to be bad, as Allah mentioned in the Quran, وَتَكُونَ لَكُمَ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنُونَ قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا لِتَلْفِتَنَا عَمَّا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا وَتَكُونَ لَكُمَ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكُمَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. You came to take us away from the system that our grandfathers and fathers have established for us, to be the upper hand, to be the power, and then you want to take this away from us and be the other hand and be the power? So that's the key word. That's why they are denying the miracles. That's why they don't want to believe the prophets. وَتَكُونَ لَكُمَ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ You became the rulers. You became the high, the people who hold the power. You and your brother. And then we go under you. You become above us and we go under you. Forget it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ It is not going to happen. Forget it. What the miracles, no miracles... Give us what you want to give us. Say what you want to say. Do whatever you want to do. This is not going to happen. That you, تَكُونَ لَكُمَ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ You are going to rule over us instead of we are ruling over you. So that's a whole point, to be honest with you. It comes down to that.
What questions are, and then I have comments for all the brothers. Do we know which pharaohs was living during Moses?
Scholars have talked about that, and I think they have strong case, but I'm not very knowledgeable in that area.
Have they discovered his body yet?
I think if you go to Tahrir Square in Egypt, there's a museum there, and the body is sleeping over there, visited by thousands of people every year, every month, tourists from all over the place. Just that Allah says... That لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً So that people will see you all the time. It's there. You can visit the, see
but what's his name? What was... Not to Amun, right?
I'm not very knowledgeable in this area. Actually, I don't know much in this area.
The comment which I was going to say, brothers, you know, I mean, now we have different brain. Our brain is a little bit more sophisticated than... Here's the